Hello from the Global Times. I am Mulan. Welcome to the GT Podcast with Mulan, a one-stop shop for the Global Times take on top China and global news. In today's podcast, during the 75th International Astronautical Congress, or IAC, held in October 2024 in Milan, Italy, a remarkable exhibit of extraterrestrial material caught the eyes of international attendees. A grayish, seemingly unattractive piece of dirt. Yet, it marked the first global display of the first sample collected from the far side of the moon. This remarkable feat was accomplished by China's Chang'e 6 mission in June 2024. Yet, this is just one of the many significant accomplishments China's space sector has delivered this year. China will implement a more proactive fiscal policy in 2025, including raising the fiscal deficit to GDP ratio and issuing larger-scale government bonds and prioritizing fiscal support in key areas such as expanding domestic demand, according to a National Fiscal Work Conference that concluded on Tuesday, in a fresh signal of China stepping up efforts to boost economic growth next year. Dr. Robert Lawrence Kun, chairman of the Kun Foundation and recipient of the China Reform Friendship Medal, shared with the Global Times on how China has injected positive momentum into global stability and development through diplomatic wisdom and international cooperation in 2024. In China, the value of He is deeply rooted in traditional Chinese culture, guiding the country through a complex, interconnected world. A delivery worker in Changzhou, Jiangsu province, settled down in the big city through the joint efforts of government and family, illustrating how the Chinese government strives to build a harmonious society where people can live a better life. At a ping-pong table in Los Angeles, Chinese table tennis players Ma Long and Liu Shiwen were engaged in a friendly mixed doubles match with American veteran ping-pong players. Since the Tiangong space station entered its normalized application and operation phase, it welcomed four missions in 2024. Two crewed missions and two cargo supplies, while seeing two crew rotations of some of the youngest faces of the post-90s generation, one of them being China's first female spaceflight engineer. Most recently, Cai Xuzhe and Song Lingdong, part of the three-person Shenzhou 19 crew, spent more than 9 hours spacewalking outside Tiangong on Tuesday, proudly leaving their names in human spaceflight history as they broke the previous duration record for a single extravehicular activity, which was set by NASA astronauts in March 2001, according to a report by Space.com. As for moon exploration and related works, apart from the globally acclaimed Chang'e 6 mission, studies related to Chang'e 5 also saw new advances and breakthroughs in 2024, including the discovery of the sixth new lunar mineral, named Chang'esite Y, which makes China the third country in the world to have identified a new mineral on the lunar surface, according to the Xinhua News Agency. In the advancement of new rockets, China in December witnessed the maiden flight of the Long March 12, China's most powerful single-core rocket to date. The two-day National Fiscal Work Conference viewed China's fiscal work for 2024 and studied and arranged the key tasks for 2025. Finance Minister Lan Fuan delivered a work report at the conference, according to a statement issued by the Ministry of Finance on Tuesday. As part of the proactive fiscal policy for 2025, China will raise the fiscal deficit to GDP ratio and increase the intensity and speed of fiscal expenditure. China will also arrange the issuance of larger-scale government bonds to offer greater support for stabilizing growth and adjusting structure. Efforts will be made to optimize expenditure structure and strengthen targeted allocation to improve people's livelihoods, boost consumption, and enhance sustained momentum. China will also strive to prevent and resolve risks in key areas and promote stable fiscal operations and sustainable development. Fiscal payments transfer to local governments will also be further increased to help strengthen local fiscal resources. Quinn told the Global Times that China is in a unique position and has a unique opportunity to play a role in various global trouble spots, with the Middle East being a special case in point. China's facilitation of the historic rapprochement between Saudi Arabia and Iran is a remarkable achievement. China broadly has good relations with all countries in the region, so it could be able to play a role, but frankly, peace cannot be imposed on the players. The primary players must want peace themselves. A tragic aphorism says that in the Middle East, the enemy of your enemy is still your enemy. There are many factors involved. Li Yuanyuan had previously worked in many places. After becoming a delivery worker in Changzhou, East China's Jiangsu province in 2016, he met his wife and decided to settle down in the city. In 2018, they welcomed the fruit of their love, their daughter, Li Feier. Due to economic limitations and the lack of helper to take care of the young child, Li had no choice but to place the baby in a delivery box from when she was only months old and take her along as he worked. Despite being put in the delivery box, Feier always carried brilliant smiles on her face. Videos of the father and daughter accidentally went viral on Chinese social media platforms, and social media users were impressed by their optimism. Feier was dubbed the delivery baby by netizens. In 2022, after years of strenuous efforts, Li and his wife finally saved up enough money to realize their long-time wish of buying an apartment in Changzhou with a mortgage. Although the house is only 60 square meters, it is always filled with laughter and happiness. I feel like it is so big, Li told the Global Times. I'm just an ordinary person with no grand ambitions. I simply hope to live in the moment with my family and watch my child grow up healthily. Fifty-three years on, the Chinese and Americans are honoring the ping-pong diplomacy legacy. Hundreds of Chinese and American people, including lawmakers, diplomats, and world champions, gathered in Los Angeles County's Pacific Palms Resort on Sunday to commemorate the 53rd anniversary of ping-pong diplomacy. 53 years ago, table tennis carried the message of friendship between Chinese and American players and started exchanges between the two peoples, opening a historic chapter of ping-pong diplomacy. Gao Zhidan, director of the General Administration of Sport of China and president of the Chinese Olympic Committee, said in a letter for the event. That's all for this edition of the GT Podcast with Mulan. Make sure you follow the Global Times on Twitter and Facebook to stay tuned. You can also check out our podcast, articles, and much more on our website at globaltimes.cn. Thank you for listening.